And if we want our shelter, that is the one God. Asra, shelter, shelter not below the land, but shelter should be over the head. The Buddhist mantra, the principle of the Buddhist mantra says, Tad Vishnu Paraman Padam Salata Sinti Shulaya Dhiva Chakshuya Tatam. The holy feet of Vishnu, Jayam Vishnu Vatnoti, is pervading everywhere. His feet, he is most person towards us. Paraman, that is not to be neglected. That is very highly qualified. From all standpoints, from the standpoint of fine existence, knowledge, as well as sweetness, Paraman, Padam. Sada Pashyanti Shriya. The scholars, they always are conscious of that fact. The real basis of life is there. Not an animal wandering in the forest or in the on the earth or mountain or jungle, but the real man is in his consciousness, and the conscious of some higher entity, always. Always thinking through the always seeing that, looking at that, conscious of that idea, ideal. Dhiva chakshuratatam, vaguely, or in a mystic way, no. As we see the sun on the sky, so conspicuous, so clear, and so real. That Vishnu Paraman Padam. So, we should really live in the mood, that higher consciousness. We are the child of that conscious world. So, at the completion, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Sukadeva is giving warning to Parikshit Maharaj. You asked what I have got, what I have told to you so long. The far basis you must be conscious of. What is that? Tantrayagan Narishyeti Pashubuddhi Nangahi. The serpent, that is the cheating. Deception. Serpent is the type of deception. Still through it comes bite and kills. Still through the ignorance has come and taken down. Taken down to the world of animal consciousness. And we are all moving on the, we are this heavy flesh and the blood, and for that heavier earth is necessary to catch a kebab on his lap.
And Krishna Vallabha Prabhu. A new
Krishna Vallabha Prabhu.
Krishna?
Krishna Vallabha.
Krishna Bala?
Vallabha.
Baladhar.
Vallabha.
Baladhara.
No,
Balabha.
Balabha. Krishna Balabha.
B-A-L-A-B-H-A.
B-A-L-L-A-B-H-A.
Balabha. Krishna Balabha. Krishna Balabha. Dhinu chakshu atatam. So, our Vaishyati Pashuvirdhinam Jahi. Be away with your animal consciousness, that you are flesh and blood. No. You are not flesh, limited within flesh and blood. But you are conscious unit, and you won't die. You are not a member of this dying world. But everything is sure to die, only volitional identification. This has come as a necessary truth on you, that you are to die, you are to be informed, you are to be born, you are to suffer from disease. All misidentification of yourself with this body. So, Maishyati Pashuvirdhi Nirangjahi, this is animal consciousness, that you are an animal. But you are not so. You are conscious unit. You are spirit. You are soul. Not only soul is immortal, not only God exists, not only He is the dispenser of good and bad, everything is ours. But we are ourselves are unit of the conscious body. So, Pashuvirdhi Nirangjahi, separate yourself eternally from that mania, from that malconception, malidentity, false identity with this material aspect, with the result of your degraded life. Be reinstated to your glorious position that you are soul. And at the same time, how it is possible? You are tatastha by constitution. So you can stand on your own legs. You must have some shelter. Either this mundane, considering yourself identified with the mundane world, or you must have some shelter above your head. Above your head, tatastha, you must have shelter on the Sarup Shakti land, final land. Paramampadam sadapashyanti diniva chakshuratatam chakshu. Vishnu Parampad, how his divine feet, the conception of the divine feet of Vishnu, of Narayana, of Krishna, that is Paramampadam, like sun. That is like sun to you in the material comparison. That is seer, that possible seeing, feeling. If he is withdrawn, everything is dark. If Vishnu's Parampada is withdrawn, then everything will be dark. That is the light of light. And you must have a continuous, eternal consciousness that above you there is another side, and your shelter is there, and you are a soul unit. Soul unit. This diabolical change you must have to adjust within you. That is your shelter. This is not your shelter. This is a prison house for you. So, this broad, this graphic, comprehensive consideration must be at the basis of a spiritual understanding. Otherwise, we have to be sahajiya, imitationist. Imitationist. We have to cross this Hindenburg line, this line. Then, Tarvishno Paramang Padang. This is the basic advice of Rigved, the first Ved that comes down from the upper world to this world. The primary conception which is needed from you all, that you must think that there is a world above, and that above means in the and the line of consciousness, consciousness, your highest acquaintance is that you are conscious, conscious, and that conscious world above you, on your head, you must have to adopt as your shelter. You move and live there. The diabolical change. Here you are in the atmosphere of exploitation, but that is the land of service. You can there you have to think in terms of service. That is on your head. That is the superior region than you are made of. So do you want that connection? Or better to reign in hell? Do you like to reign in hell or to serve in heaven? What do you like? You consider and then come out. If you do such, then you will have the land, you have got prospect, you have got everything. Up to Krishna, the Absolute, you can reach. Otherwise, you have to hear 84 lakhs of species. Jaloja navalokkhani sthavara lokkha vinshati krimayu yudhya-sankhaka dasa-lokkhani pokkhinang trinshat-lokkhani pasabhu-chatut-lokkhani manava. These are the 84 lakhs of classifications under which you have to wonder. Action, reaction, in this way. You have to select what you have to do. Do you want to be a member of the land of immortality? Jamnatu jarabbadhi. Immortality. Then you have to pay for such ticket. And you have to take the visa. You will have to be prepared for such such capital beginning. And the creed, the bond, you have to sign. That cause, that slavery, jivir sarupaya, krishne nitya das. That mystic land, the land of infinite hope and the prosperity and the prospect, if you want to go, you will have to go as a slave. As a slave. Because that is made up of higher stuff than you yourself are of. Vaikunthe prathitvadi sakuli chinmay mind bhute taha janma nahi hoy. They are all consciousness. Everything made of consciousness, spirit. And the again upper, that is anandam, made of not only consciousness, but it endowed with just as medicine. In the beginning it may be bitter, but higher stage, the sweetness is added in the medicine. So in Raghavad in Krishna Lok, there is not only consciousness, but the sweetness, the beauty that is the prevailing element there. So, ideal. When ship without rudder, moving distance this way, that way in the ocean. But if I particular ideal we have got, the Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Bhagavatam, then I am captivated, captured. My tucked up here is, this tucked up here is tied with the feet of Guru Maharaj, the divine grace. They tapped up there, captured. The head is captured there. And everything will be done through the head. My most reverential part of my body in this material world. So, one who has got a good idea, he has got in possession of a valuable wealth. Otherwise, these things, kano kamini pratishtha, their popularity, then there's materials of sense pleasure, and the money, all these things, but they are all Maripa, animal consciousness. They are all properties in the land of animal consciousness. Animal consciousness. A diabolical change must be effected within us if we want really a life to be worth living. So, ideal. A man should be judged by his ideal. What sort of ideal? How great ideal he has got, and he is trying to realize that. The man of the future, the man of tomorrow, should be judged by his ideal. His ideal is great, he is great, because if he is sincere, tomorrow he will reach there. After a few days, he will reach there. So, should be judged by our ideal. I may not attain it. It is not very easy. It is not very rotten good that very cheaply it will be sold in the market. It is costly. But whatever may be the cost, does not matter. I want not less than that highest thing, that Advaita, that autocrat, that goodness autocrat, that absolute autocrat, that the supreme most commander of everything. I want that, nothing less than that. And I should live and move and feed myself, or whatever I shall do, at every second I shall have to realize that I am meant for that. I am meant for my ideal. But I have no time to waste, to hesitate on this or that. Every moment, if I with the ideal in our heart, we will move every way, every minute I shall make some progress towards it. If I keep, I can keep intact my relationship with my idea. So that will control. That will inspire me to any and every action. Whatever I shall do at undertake rest there. But that is on my head. On my head. And that will gradually take me out of all these entanglements and enticements. And one day or other I shall be able to reach there. Yāgasraddhamatkathāsu nirvinna sarvakarmasu veda dukkhātmakān kāmān parityāgi panishvara. One who has by chance has got a taste for me. Yāgasraddhamatkathāsu, he has anyhow acquired some taste, matkathāsu, in my talk, in my activity, in my move, in me, anyhow, got some attraction. Yāta saddha matkathāsu, nirvinna sarva karmasu, so necessarily, no other temptation can catch him. Can catch him and keep him under it any longer. Nirvinna sarva karmasu, indifferent to all other activity and the result and the outcome of that. Veda dukkhat mukan kamam, he can understand within that all other things, they bear some unpleasant reaction. I am in the midst of so many things already acquired. It is not very easy to leave them at once at my sweet will. Previously I had some obligation, I incurred it consciously, and abruptly I cannot cut up their connection. They won't let me lose, get free. So Veda Dukkhatmukam Kaman, you can conceive that these are all pain producing, parityagi, but helpless, can't make himself free at once from their clutches. Because already incurred death, the psylocke won't allow him to get out. So, parityagi, tatu bhajitamang prita sraddhalu dhishka. But what sraddha, the pure attraction he has acquired for me, that is that of eternal nature, that cannot be subdued, or that cannot be cut up by any mundane, ordinary attempt. Parityagi paniyat tatu, tatu bhajitamang prita sraddhalu dhishnishchaya. Though undergoing so many different ways and types of suffering, but it go on with mind, memory, thinking, aspiration, earnestness for me. Parityagi bhajitamanga sraddhalu dhriha nishchaya. And as much as he is compelled to suffer from the pressure of the environment, the firmness in me becomes more and more pure, unbearable. And by the taste of all these beyond, and goes beyond the jurisdiction of this mundane forces. Parityagi bhajitamanga prita sraddhalu dhriha nishchaya. As much pressure comes from outside, so much firmness he feels in the necessity of my help to him. At the same time, he gives his back towards all the pains of the world, and puts me in the front, and began to move onward. Whatever you like, you can do, you do. I can't say anything if my master looks it. It is his jurisdiction. But I won't live my new idea. I can. Whatever may come. It may happen. No mind. Jusamanascha tan kaman dukho dakkanascha garhayam. And at the same time, he is abusing himself. What I have done? What have I done? It is rather the justice that I should be. I should be tormented, I should be troubled in such way. It is not wrong. The just dealing have come over me. Because why should I have committed? I entered this wrong alliance, entered in the tribe of the Gundals for exploitation. The reaction what is coming on over me, that is well and good. blaming himself, not to blame the environment, not to blame the agents that are causing trouble to us, but the concentration comes within that. God Hayam is blaming his own self, his own free will, own fate in this way. That becomes the nature of his temperament at that time. He do not try to look and place the fault on the shoulder of others, but whole burden he takes on his shoulders. Yes, and the nature, the environment is doing justice to me. The traitor, the ambitious, the oppressor of the environment. Dukho jakkaamascha garhayam tibrena bhakti yogena. When he is in the mood of such consciousness, the bhakti yoga becomes tibra, that is more and more intense, more and more intense. When he began to blame himself, then the intensity of his progress
Tibrena
bhakti yogena bhajato ma sakrit mune. Then his attempt to make progress, to increase his progress, jajatu ma asikir mune, more and more, his accelerated motion, his intensity grows towards ma asikir mune. Kama ridajya nashanti sabbi mirhidhisthiti. Then, by my appearance gradually, all his internal and external discrepancies nashanti gradually dispelled, evaporated. Sadhvi mahishidhisthiti. And by such type of approach, he reaches my domain, or rather I come down. I extend my existence to his heart, then everything disappears. Sajjīma yudhisthiti. Then vidyate hridayagranthi. All the ties and entanglements, corners, angles, all vanish, crookedness vanish, sweet, green, refuge, spacious, all embracing temperament he finds in the midst of. His atmosphere changes. In the meantime, I want to mention a practical experience. One day I was sitting in that chair, suddenly I was thinking something. I felt some higher subjective sphere has come down and surrounded my existence. I felt, what is this? I never experienced. I had some peep, some far off, but a new conscious atmosphere has come down and it has covered, surrounded my whole existence, whole knowledge. What is this? There were Sajjanamudi and another gentleman. I could not but tell them. Just now I feel the higher I am, I consider myself to be some subjective existence. But some higher subjective existence has come and has surrounded my whole existence, whole feeling. Is it the Ratha that came for Ajami? This next suggestion came to me. That the soul enters into a Ratha and a, if this atmosphere, how he has cutting it, my whole existence, conceptual existence, take me anywhere, I shall have to go there. My whole conception of my own self is surrounded. And wherever it will go, I have no other way but to go within. I am within that. And I find that it is a living thing. It has got its choice. It has got its freedom. Then I had some new experience. The Sarvashakti sphere. And I am just when the earth moves, the tree, anything also automatically have to move. So, new soil. So, kama vidyate hridaya granthi. All the ties with so many attractions, so many things of different type of things, of different promise, different achievements, at once dissolve. At once dissolve. No necessity. No necessity of them in this land. Raya Ganti, Chiddanti, Sattva Samusaya, Vijayi Nabhanu Kyantu, internal approval come. To ensure that where you have come, this is your land. Chiddanti, Sattva Samusaya, no room of any doubt. Your all your handcuffs are more than fulfilled. Here is my Sattva Samsaya. I was searching. My whole body was searching only for me. There is in Vaishnava Padavali, there is a, an expression, Priti Anga Lagikande, Priti Anga More. In Madhur Rasa, perhaps Radharani Priti. That my every limb is crying for the respective limb of my Lord. Not only myself, but every part of my body. Hardness just bearing for the other corresponding part of my master. So, Siddhati, Siddhanti, 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 Sattva Samsaya. Every part stands as witness, yes, we have come. I have attained which we are searching after. The whole body and the whole unit of the body, whole self satisfaction. This is mine. Sorry, this is my home. This is my home. Every atom of my body would say like that. And Chiddanti Sattva Samsaya. No trace of any doubt will be found, no room for that. That every atom, they will find their fulfillment in that. It is my home. It is my home. I am in home comfort. Siddhanti Jasya Karmami, and also the force of reaction won't come to trouble him, to drag him down, or attract him to us back. That is also kata. Ashokat mai drishti akhilatman. And I am the fullest of the full perfection, and he would be able to feel everywhere, everywhere, my help, my assistance, my friendship. Wherever he will cast his glance or move by lips, my friendship he will be able to sustain. I am. His friend is here. The friend is there. Mayurishti Yukhidatmani. That should be the course of our life, the direction towards which we want to go. Srimad Bhagavatam says like that. Sweet, sweet home, sweet home. Home. You are the child of that soil. This is one word. In one word, that is the goal. Why that is the goal, highest goal? Because that is your home. This one word is sufficient to attract you. You are wandering in the foreign land, and that is your home. Home comfort you will get there, and you won't be able to deny that. So back to God, back to home, back to Godhead. God means to avoid the Christian conception of God. The Godhead. Our Guru Maharaj Prabhupada used the word Godhead, because Bhagavata. God means a particular conception of the same. So Godhead, what is at the back of the conception of God, that is Godhead. That is Swayam Bhagavan, Bhagavan himself, the highest conception. Highest conception of God. That is Godhead, is meant by that. So, back to God, not back to God, but back to Godhead. That is the necessity of the name of the paper was given from such consideration. Back to God, back to home. It is a Prabhat Parhat. It is coming from previous time. But back to Godhead, that means the Swayam Bhagavan, which is the highest conception of God, so back to Godhead. And that is the home is there. Home is there. So, we are running hither and there. We have got no principle. No principle of life, unsettled. So our position is very sad. There is no rest from here, from 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 and this way. But that is a troublesome life. I can't put my faith anywhere. That means I can't find any friend anywhere. Friendless. I am moving friendless. I am moving amongst the foreigners, enemies sometimes. But I must have some friend, some friendly atmosphere. I must be in such a position that I can put faith. I can believe, I can trust such company. Otherwise, my life will be miserable. Everywhere, what direction I shall caste me, plant me, I can't trust all enemies of that is a particular prison house, to live in that atmosphere, to live in a prison house, all uncertain, all untrustworthy. That is a very deplorable position. So, by God's grace, it should come to us that Shraddha. Not only I can trust, believe, but I shall have to show my regard, such a higher position that is Guru. That Guru Meva Vigachit, when we suffer from this uncertainty to the extreme, then we hanker after Guru, reliable source. Not only I can put something to him which we can trust him, but Guru means the guardian, who is a well-wisher of me than I myself am. Yes, guardian means what? Guardian means a friend who thinks more about me than I myself think about me, who knows about my welfare more than I do. Yes, to have a guardian, friend, guru. So Ashtray, Narottam Thakur says, Ashtray loiya bhaje tare Krishna nahi taje. If I get a bona fide guardian, then my future is ensured. Krishna cannot dismiss him so easily, because my guardian has some solid position there. So there. And if I can enter into the domain of his care, that of my guardian, then my position is ensured. Ashray Vaiya Bhaji Tari Krishna Nahi Bhaji Asa of Maria Karam. The others we have not yet been able to tie himself with the holy feet of his guardian Guru, then his position is uncertain, and he may be enticed by any agent to any direction. His future is deplorable. So to have a real ideal in life and also a living guardian, to have if we can catch through our Shraddha, then almost our future is more or less ensured. Only my duty towards my guardian, my Gurudev, that is, will be my lookout, and the others will be done automatically. So, to run through the length and the breadth of this wide world, of this land of bad exploitation, without nothing but exploitation of different nature, of different plane, is visible in the existence. So the true Shraddha, we can connect us with our highest goal and achievement and fulfillment. That should be solved. Then real life begins. Otherwise, ship without radar, that can be drifted away by this sea storm, this side, that side, no end, nameless, no meaning, no help. Kaudhari, Dai. Any question?
You mentioned that the material world is like a prison house, and as a demigod, such as Brahma and Indra, are they also
they are also prisoners, just as there are officers in the prison house. The prisoners also may become an officer.
Okay.